Four straight wins for the Boston University women's soccer team. This one, a 1-0 home victory over Holy Cross to secure a Turnpike Trophy point. We're joined by the head coach of the Terriers, Megan Burke. Coach, overall sentiments following your team's victory tonight?
Yeah, I mean, it's not always pretty, but bottom line is you just got to find a way to win sometimes. So really good effort, I think, across the board by keeping a shutout, especially with some late chances by Holy Cross in the second half. But really good job to take chances as well, too, on our end. That was an emphasis at halftime, is continue to take chances, continue to test the keeper. And Ava had a great opportunity of one early on in the second.
Yeah, Coach, you mentioned halftime. Was there any sense of sort of frustration among the players with kind of how Holy Cross was lining up with their low block, or did everyone kind of stay even keeled at the break?
Yeah, I mean, obviously a little bit of frustration, but nothing we haven't seen before. Yeah. It's funny you mentioned the low block. We talked a lot about that at halftime, and we'd like to play through our midfield. So yeah, if a team's in a low block against us, obviously it puts a little bit more pressure on our midfield to get open, and there's less space for them in the pocket. So obviously that was something that we talked about, and how do we open up more opportunities for our midfield to receive and obviously then advance up to our forwards.
So specifically then, in a bit of a gridlock like this, do you like to kind of push one of the double pivot forward, like Kira was obviously going forward a lot this game? Is that something that you guys look to do when you know you're going to be kind of the possession heavy side?
Yeah, it depends on the game. I mean, our tens were finding it in wide spaces, which really helped us today, and continue to do so in the second half, but also pushing one of our sixes up and then allowing our tens to also spray wide helps. So that was something that was a solve today for us, and then also pushing our wide forwards higher to kind of drop their back line as well even more too, to hopefully open up space for our midfield.
So that's then three clean sheets on the bounce. You guys are obviously very tactically organized right now. Do you think the team is kind of just all gears running right now from both the defensive and offensive standpoint? Or are there any glaring issues that you kind of think need to be addressed as we close out the Patriot League slate?
For sure. I mean, little things that we still want to tighten up and tweak, but across the board, just confidence is at an all-time high. We obviously have a lot of momentum going on a four-game win streak, so we hope to just carry that through the rest of the regular season.
We're now joined by junior Ava McGuire, who supplied the lone tally in the match. Ava, what's the feeling like with the team after the win over Holy Cross?
I honestly think we're feeling pretty good. That is about our fourth win in the Patriot League so far, so I think we're just hoping to ride this high and just keep going strong in the Patriot League.
Questions?
Yeah, did you kind of think that was going in right off your foot?
If I'm being honest, I didn't.
Okay.
I was planning originally to cross it, but I think it hit the right part of my foot and ended up in the back of the net, which I was psyched about. So
you think a goal like that is sometimes what's called for in a tough game like this, where you can't quite break down the low block?
Definitely. I think that our defensive players did so well that a goal like that should have gone in, just due to the fact that I think everyone was gritty, everyone played tough, and that was a tough opponent, but definitely one that I think we should have beat, so I'm glad that we did.
And is there anything specific that you're kind of seeing from the defense from a team perspective right now? It's obviously three clean sheets in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it is this just kind of business as usual for you guys?
I think it's definitely business as usual, but I think that our three back has been working really, really well together. They're cohesive, they talk to each other well, and I think that honestly, they're just the heart of this team.